gentlemen, it is Monday, June 3rd, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. 154 days till presidential election, the fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. 154 days till the presidential election, and how many more days do we still have this show? But that's a mystery countdown, so we can't really do that. But we're here today, and we will not be taking another transmission for granted. We never did. We never did. All right, let me tell you what we got coming up. I was almost at a point watching the Fauci hearing today, and I still kind of feel this way. Watching the Fauci hearing, it's almost worthless. It's almost meaningless. And it probably will be as far as no action is going to be taken. Kind of like Hunter Biden in a courtroom today. The whole country is probably about to learn about jury nullification when that deal gets to that point. But I realize the importance of the Fauci hearing is America actually cares about these things now. And yeah, it's all partisan hackery between the left and the right up there, and then nothing is going to get done. But again, the difference is the American people are paying attention. The difference is the American people care. And Fauci is up there squirming and shaking like a scared rat because he knows people are watching. And so, you know what? There is an importance to that. So we are going to cover some clips. And maybe we'll be joined by one of the gentlemen that were perfectly strategically placed, perhaps by God, right behind old Fauci there. So we got that going on. We got some news dealing with the Trump cases, and there is some pushback here. It's not near enough, obviously. But there's some will. There's some momentum from the Republican Party to actually try to do something about this corruption from the Biden regime. Again, is it enough? Is it going to have any results? Probably not, but people care. We're finally getting some action, and that's really different than what we've seen in the past. So you got that going on. Big illegal immigrant news, or big illegal alien news. That's the technical legal term. I had the Border Patrol guy in here last week. He's like, well, illegal alien is the right term to use. Everybody says illegal immigrant, whatever, that's just kind of caught tread, but that's hyperbolic. It's illegal alien. I don't say illegal alien because people hear alien. They think, you know, green creature with a flying saucer. Criminal trespassers is kind of what I've been going with. But, okay, the illegal aliens are committing crimes. And the Biden administration has now come out and said, yeah, we're going to turn them all into citizens and give them voting rights. So they don't even hide it anymore. No, it's a conspiracy theory. No, here's Chuck Schumer saying it in front of the U.S. Capitol at a press conference. Here's the Biden administration giving amnesty. But it's almost like maybe they're going to be so desperate to get them to vote in this presidential election. Certainly, you're looking 2028, 2032, they want them voting by then. But are they going to go for strategic amnesty, strategic citizenship before this election in 154 days? We have some geopolitical news as well. And I don't know. I got so many videos. I think the crew is still putting the list together. I've sent them so many videos. Oh, and how can we forget that it's Pride Month? Okay. It's Pride Month. So, you know, look at your local news. The Pride Parade is probably coming to town, and it's reached a point now. I made the prediction that they'll be doing acts of sodomy in the streets. Well, we're almost there. This weekend's Pride's event, you had grown men running around downtown areas completely naked in front of children, gyrating. And if you don't want your kid exposed to that, you're a bigot. All right? You're a bigot.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Get into the news here. I love this crew. I love this audience. I don't take a single transmission here at InfoWars for granted. Just know that. All right. Where to begin? It's undeniable. I mean, millions of people watching live the Fauci hearing today. And it kicks off this morning, and I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm just like, okay, here we go again. Same partisan politics with the Democrats up there. I mean, just fawning over this guy, worshiping this guy. And they've done that for years. They've been worshiping Anthony Fauci. And so that gives you kind of this weird insight into the psychology of a modern day leftist of they love big government. They love the bureaucratic process. They love the management class. It's this weird boot-licking class that is so un-American. It's almost impossible for us to even understand. And then they get up there and they attack Trump. The Democrats, that is, with Fauci on the stand. They get up there and attack Trump and they say, oh, Republicans worship Trump. These people wrote songs for Fauci. They literally gave scripts. And I'm not trying to be mean. I decided I wasn't going to play the video. Then I changed my mind. I am going to play the video. They give scripts to retarded young kids. Again, I'm not trying to be mean. Literally kids that are mentally disabled, mentally impaired. And they put them on a stage with a mask on. And they say, you're going to sing this worshiping hymn of Anthony Fauci. But we all witnessed that. But I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, nothing is going to be done to this guy. He got away with all of his crimes. He can get away with perjury. He can do all of this. He can continue to lie on some of the things. He can backtrack on some of the things, and none of it matters. It's the same left versus right hackery that we get. But then I changed my mind because I was just watching it on TV as I'm monitoring all the other news. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to jump over to X and see what some of the commentary there is. And it's just like all over the timeline. So that's a significant development. These hearings used to kind of come and go and didn't really make much of a ripple, didn't really have much of an aftershock. That alone in itself, I'm not seeing people talking about the NHL playoffs. I'm not seeing people talking about the NBA playoffs. This is not like the big news story on a Monday of the sports games from this weekend. Now it's, hey, here's that liar. Here's that rat. Here's Anthony Fauci. So that is a significant development. Now, does anything happen to the guy? I highly doubt it. But he's up there squirming. He's clearly rattled. This is not normal congressional hearing activity that used to, you just show up, kind of, you know, punch in, punch out. Most of America is not paying attention. You kind of wipe your brow and you're done with it. No, people are watching now. They care now. They know who is destroying the country now, who's taking their freedoms now. And that is not an insignificant development. But you can see Fauci is up there squirming. And then every Democrat gets up there and defends him and says what a great guy he is. And he's the best and he saved all these lives. And it's a disgusting display of sycophancy. But it's just, again, they don't even care. They buy into the bureaucracy. They buy into the management class. And it's this weird dream, like they think somehow they're going to be on the team someday. But they took the poison shots. They got sick from the vaccines. I guess the congressional elite and the media elite, they never stopped getting paid. They didn't have to close their businesses. So that was just you, the dirty American. So they don't care that Anthony Fauci shut it down. They don't care about that. They didn't get affected. Their money kept rolling in. They invested in the big pharmaceutical companies. They bought stocks in Pfizer and everything else. So they made out like bandits. You who said to shut down your business and your kid had to learn from home and all the other disasters, yeah, that destroyed your life. They don't care. They don't care. They love the management class. They get off to the management class. So we're going to play some of these clips here. And then maybe we'll be joined. If you were watching, there were two gentlemen behind Fauci. I don't know how they got that perfect placement. It's incredible, really. It's like when I went with Rob Dew to the Texas Rangers game. It was like 6 years ago. And I mean, you can buy your tickets for that. We just got the front row seats behind home plate. And we did that funny video with us in the Trump and Hillary masks and the dance. And it was a whole thing. But this was probably either luck of the draw, or I don't know. Ivan Raiklin goes to this stuff so often. Maybe he's kind of figured out how to work the scenes. So he might be joining us to talk about that later. But we're going to go to some of these clips here. Let's start with the opening. COVID-19 officially exposed as U.S. government project. And imagine everything we've gone through in the last 4 years to get here, where they claimed, oh, it didn't come out of a lab. That's a conspiracy theory. The masks work, the social distancing, on and on and on. It's all been proven that the quote unquote conspiracy theorists were the ones that were right. And everything that Fauci was saying was the conspiracy theory. And so it's all starting to fall apart. I think we'll be able to get through all these clips now. If not, we'll carry it over to the next segment. But let's start with the opening in clip 13.
You can be removed. Actually, you're not allowed to speak.
Your time has
Take your
expired.
Starbucks with you.
Mr. Garcia, Mr. Raskin, you're out of line. Your times have expired.
So you had a protester.
I now recognize Dr. Jackson from Texas for 5 minutes of questions.
So this is a doctor, Ronnie Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, I have to say, I, as so many Americans, am deeply disappointed in your actions during a critical time in our nation's history while you were in key leadership roles as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease and as the chief medical advisor to President Biden. Put quite simply, you failed miserably, in my opinion. Based on all we have learned during the pandemic and all that we have since learned through this committee's work, I believe your failures stem from both an effort of self-preservation manifested by a series of lies and cover-up and by a total failure of leadership. It was obvious to everyone that you and your organization, NIH, had a lot to lose if the American people were to discover that COVID-19 was most likely leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, and that you, via EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak, actually funded this research, and that this lab was actively and recklessly conducting gain-of-function research. As such, you did everything in your power to deflect and cover up this possibility. You even recruited others to help you in this effort. Unfortunately, this cost our country and the world valuable time, time that may have led to answers regarding the origin, may have blunted the spread, and would have almost certainly saved lives. While I think most of us have known all along what I just described, what I have been appalled to discover through sworn testimony to this committee is the level at which you and those that worked for you went to cover up the obvious. Just a few examples, and I know these have been touched on, but they're important for everyone to hear. Dr. Lawrence Tabak, former acting director of NIH, testified that under the generic definition that NIH did in fact fund gain-of-function research. This was based on a definition that was initially used by NIH and a definition that was abandoned and removed from the website in October of 2021 and replaced by a new, much more detailed definition with a much higher bar that you have since conveniently used to define gain-of-function testing and to deny what Dr. Tabak has since confirmed. He also said that EcoHealth Alliance failed to properly and promptly report that their research violated the terms of the grant, something that went completely unaddressed under your watch. Dr. Moranz, your senior advisor, who you have tried today to distance yourself from, but whose large volume of emails clearly demonstrate that you had a very close and personal relationship with, and who reported to you directly, has openly bragged about how he subverted FOIA requests. I remind you that the law requires you and your former organization to comply with Freedom of Information Act request. It is not optional. If you or your employees or your organization that you oversaw were systemically avoiding transparency and illegally hiding or destroying documents that rightfully belong to the American people, then you should be criminally charged and they should as well. In addition, Dr. Gregory Folkers, your chief of staff, also engaged in illegal practices in which he crafted messages using symbols instead of letters to avoid FOIA exposure. In an email, April 2020, from Dr. Moranz to Peter Daszak, he says, quote, "There are things I can't say." Well, I wonder what he couldn't say. He also went on to say, quote, "Except Tony is aware and I have learned there are ongoing efforts within NIH to steer through this with minimal damage to you, Peter, and colleagues, and to NIH and NAID," end quote. And then a few days later, he said, quote, "I have reason to believe that there are already efforts going on to protect you," end quote. In February of 2021, Dr. Moranz wrote to Boston University scientist Gerald Kirsch saying, quote, "I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I'm FOIA'd, but before the search starts. So I think we are all safe," end quote. Dr. Fauci, I want to know what you were being protected from and what you needed to be safe from. I'm going to go on because I have a little time here. He went on to say, quote, "Plus, I deleted most of the earlier emails after sending to Gmail." Once again, illegal and an actual crime. Dr. Moranz noted in another email to Dr. Kirsch saying, quote, I learned the tricks last year from an old friend, Marge Moore, who heads our FOIA office and also hates FOIAs, end quote. It is absolutely amazing to me that Dr. Moranz and Marge Moore still have jobs and our taxpayers are still paying their salaries. Dr. Moranz wrote to Dr. Daszak in April of 2021, quote, "P.S. I forgot to say there is no worry about FOIAs. I can either send stuff to Tony on his private email or hand it to him to work or at his house. He is too smart to let colleagues send him stuff that could cause trouble." End quote. Apparently, you neglected to surround yourself with equally smart individuals. Dr. Moranz wrote to another collaborator, Peter Hotitz, in June 2021, at Baylor College of Medicine, that he had deleted all his emails related to COVID origin when, quote, "the shit hit the fan," end quote. He said, quote, "I feel pretty sure Tony were too. The best way to avoid FOIA hassles is to delete all emails when you learn the subject is pretty sensitive." In October 2021, Dr. Moranz wrote to Peter Daszak, quote, "Peter, from Tony's numerous recent comments to me and from what Francis has been vocal about over the past 5 years, we are trying to protect you, and they are protecting their own reputations as well," end quote. I'll just jump ahead. The American people can rest assured that we are going to continue to pursue answers and we continue to push for full accountability from you and your colleagues despite continuing efforts to try to cover this up. Dr. Fauci, history will not be kind to you and you will be known as the man who put his personal interests before the interest of the American people, the very people that you were supposed to be protecting. Your actions, along with several others we have had before this committee, have completely eroded America's trust in our public health system and the agency that you represented for half a century. With that, I yield back.
Gentlemen's time has expired and now.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's true from Dr. Ronnie Jackson, that that's how Fauci is remembered. I hope that's true. I'm not going to hold my breath to it. But I do hope it's true. And guys, I'm actually searching for the clip from the Representative McCormick. Which number is that here? We may have overlooked that one. I wanted to go to that next. Let's do this as we're looking for that. Here's Jim Jordan talking about Fauci downplaying the lab leak theory, clip 11.
Do you agree that there was a push to downplay the lab leak theory?
Not on my part.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
I think most of the country would find that amazing. I still got 11 seconds.
But look at the facts. I've kept an open mind throughout the entire process.
All right. I yield back.
Wow. Wow. Fauci didn't try to downplay the lab leak theory. He kept an open mind. I guess he's right. Yeah. Wear the mask. The mask does nothing. Wear the mask. The mask does nothing. This guy's unreal. This guy's unreal. All right, we're going to pull that in. So we'll go, we'll call an audible here. Let's go to MTG. Maybe the best moments of this. I mean, she's just by far, she's just so ahead of the pack. I'm sorry, what was that? Okay, so we'll call an audible back to the original play. Here's another doctor, representative from Georgia. He was censored and, he gave it to Fauci. He gave him the what for. Go ahead.
You said in an interview that you gave as part of an audiobook written by Michael Spector that you believed an institutional should make it hard for people to live their lives so they'd feel pressured to get vaccinated. Could we run the audio clip on that, please?
You think can be done about it. I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon.
People got kicked out of their college.
And all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us, you get vaccinated. And it's been proven
open-minded
that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
Nice. Spoken like a true tyrant.
Thank you. Are all objections to COVID vaccinations ideological bullshit, Dr. Fauci?
No, they're not. And
thank
that's
you.
Not what I was referring to.
Well, in reference to making
just
it hard
tape.
For people to get education, traveling, working, I'd say it very much was in context. And I take great offense to this. Miss Allison Williams testified before this committee about losing her job because she sought an exemption for ESPN's vaccine mandate, which came from recommendations from bureaucrats like yourself. She and her husband were actively working with a fertility expert, a physician, on how to get pregnant, and agreed with the premise that she was young, healthy, wanted to get pregnant, and shouldn't get the vaccination for medical purposes. But she was fired because you made it hard, just like you said in your statement, because you didn't want to make sure that the ideological bullshit got in the way of her working, of living her life, of making a medical decision with her healthcare professional. I think America should take great offense to this. That's exactly what you meant when you said making it hard for people to live without getting a vaccination. You affected people's ability to work, travel, be educated, to actually flourish in American society, to self-determine as we're all given God-given rights. Shame on you.
Yeah, and then there was another part where, because he was actually a doctor in the field at the time treating patients, and he calls out Fauci. He says, how many COVID patients did you treat? And Fauci can't say any because he didn't treat a single one. He wasn't actually practicing. He was a bureaucrat. He was a tyrant. He was a big pharma stooge. Representative McCormick, Dr. McCormick, was actually in the field treating people. But see, there's kind of another level to this, and this is why Marjorie Taylor Greene wins the day, and we're going to go to her next. There's this weird, I don't know if it's right to call it political correctness or if it's like this fear of going all the way. But this whole concept that we were living in the deadliest pandemic of all time, people can't even be honest. Most of the numbers were completely fabricated with the testing. Okay. The deaths were people that had comorbidities or other underlying health issues. If you were a healthy adult or child, it was no risk to you. And 98% of the deaths came at the hands of the hospital treatments that Fauci wrote the orders on. So it's like that, that's the next level of this, is being willing to admit what a scam the entire deal was. But see, most aren't really willing to do that, except maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene. So let's go to her next. And this is by far the most hardcore of the day. And just give me 8 and then 7, guys. 8 and then 7.
But you also told the American people they had to distance by 6 feet. They had to wear masks. But let's also talk a little bit further about the type of science that you represent. NIH scientists made $710 million in royalties from drug makers, a fact that's been hidden. Let's talk about the fact about, is it right for scientists and doctors getting paid by the American people, government taxpayer paychecks, to get patents where they're paid millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in royalty fees, especially when the NIH and these government agencies, most powerful agencies in our country, are recommending medical suggestions and advice and making up guidelines like 6 feet distancing and masking of children. Do you think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. No, I don't need your answer. I want to talk about this right here.
He didn't even know how to use his
microphone. Mr. Chairman, objection.
I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time.
He literally didn't even know how to use his microphone.
Mr. Raskin.
I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it was bad.
Mr. Chairman,
of order.
Just in terms of the rules of decorum, are we allowed to deny that a doctor is a doctor just because we don't want him to be a doctor?
Yes, because in my time, that man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked, and he belongs in prison.
Don't leave suspend.
You know that what this committee should be doing? We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
Mr. Chairman, I have a...
So that's where it needs to be. That's where the conversation needs to be. Marjorie Taylor Greene obviously goes the farthest there. Just as kind of a side note, I don't know if Fauci was doing this intentionally or what. He's testified before, but he kept screwing up his microphone. He kept leaving his microphone off when he was talking. So again, I don't know if that's, he was doing it intentionally or he was just that, flabbergasted or that kind of in shell shock that this was happening again. He forgot how to use the microphone. So that's why there was kind of that awkward moment where she was waiting for his response. And he just didn't respond. Happened multiple times throughout the hearing today. But obviously that's what's next. You can do hearings with Fauci all day long. And we can sit here and you know, get more evidence with his own words about how he's changed his mind, changed his rhetoric, blatantly lied, perjured himself, whatever you want to say. It's time to go next level. I mean, even Elon Musk, who wants to remain, you know, as central and kind of neutral with this stuff, even he says prosecute Fauci. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is right. But she had follow-up comments for the media after that. We got some more clips coming up, too. We'll be right back. It's the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Last chance to get those products, potentially. InfoWarsStore.com. Get them while they're there.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products. They're absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, a bit of a follow-up here. Marjorie Taylor Greene outside of the hearing took a minute to talk to the media and went like this in clip six.
No, absolutely not. I mean, everything I said is correct. It's how the American people feel. It's what we know to be a fact. It's all the evidence has been proven true. We have Jamie Raskin in there accusing us of worshiping Trump, worshiping as a convicted felon. Well, yeah, so is George Floyd. And everybody, and you all too, the media worship George Floyd. Democrats worship George Floyd. There were riots burning down the fucking country over George Floyd. And Raskin is in there saying we worship him. Excuse me, let me correct you, and this is really important. I don't worship, I worship God. God. And Jesus is my savior. I don't worship President Trump. And I'm really sick and tired of the bullshit annex I have to deal with constantly from the Democrats. So that's what we just went through in there. And then they're sitting there. They can attack my character all day long. What's his face in there? Whoever was talking last was calling me insane. But yet we can't say, oh, they're attacking my character. Oh, no, it's nonstop BS and annex. You want to know why? The Democrats don't have anything. They're responsible for the lockdowns, forced vaccinations, kids being forced to stay home, people committing suicide, and all the horrors that this country lived through during COVID. Fauci belongs in prison. He should be tried for mass murder, and he should be tried for crimes against humanity. That's how I feel after that hearing. That's how the American people feel.
Thank you. Thank God for Marjorie Taylor Greene, because whether you whether you like it or not, what she's doing is she's clearing the way. Meaning that when she comes out with the harsh rhetoric and the prickly approach like that, it allows the more weak-kneed, squishy Republicans to kind of fill that void as she clears the field. But she's right. So there's that. Now here's Fauci. And again, considering everything that the mainstream media admits now, the same mainstream media said safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. Fauci up there doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on the effectiveness of vaccines in clip 12.
And you know, some have done studies. Peter Hotez has done an analysis of this and shows that in people who refuse to get vaccinated for any variety of reasons, probably responsible for an additional 200,000 to 300,000 deaths in this country.
Thank you, sir, and your entire team for saving lives in this country. And I'm sorry you have to continue going on with these attacks. I yield back.
Just disgusting. And that's when somebody disrupted after that. Just disgusting. Everybody knows it's the vaccines that have caused deaths. See, but that's what's so frustrating, because a lot of people are tuned in today. Maybe they weren't watching InfoWars in 2020, 2021. Maybe they weren't really paying attention to the vaccine news and everything that was going on. So, I mean, I'm not going to spend an hour rehashing all that, but I can sit here and tell you they went from saying, and this is all just the mainstream press, 100% effective, 90% effective, 80% effective, 70% effective, 60% effective, 50% effective, to ineffective. And that's just the data that started piling up, and they'd be getting these repeat COVID cases, and every single person was vaccinated. Every single person was vaccinated. If you got COVID and didn't get the vaccine, you have immunity. You might have gotten sick twice from it, just as it mutates, but you got natural immunity. You got the vaccine that destroyed your natural immunity. You got sick every time you got COVID. And now people aren't taking the vaccines anymore, so they're maybe finally starting to build some of that immunity back up that the vaccines destroyed. So for him to sit up there and claim that the vaccine saved lives, there is no anecdotal evidence of that, except that the propaganda changed. So they just say, well, we have to have the vaccine so we can go back to school, so you can reopen your business and all of this stuff. It was all propaganda. They could have turned off the red alerts and the numbers on the side of the TV. They could have never done that. They could have never hyped this thing up. They could have never done any of it, and you would have had some people getting sick from this virus, but it wouldn't have been the mass panic. You wouldn't have had the mass death. You wouldn't have people going to the hospital and then having the protocols kill them. And then he just claims he could not produce any study. And that happened the last time. Can you show a study? Can you show us a study? Can you show us the data that show the vaccine saved lives? It doesn't exist. The data doesn't exist. The data shows the opposite. There's even another one today. Cowboys Hall of Famer Larry Allen dies suddenly. Dies suddenly. NFL Hall of Famer. One of the best offensive linemen of all time. At one point, he might still have the NFL bench press record for most reps at whatever weight they use at the combine. It's like 250 or something. 225. Thank you, crew. And dies suddenly. And I can sit here and do die suddenly all day long. That's what I'm saying. This story is over. But he goes up there and says the vaccine saved lives with no evidence. I mean, maybe it saved their financial lives because they all got rich. And he claims he didn't make any money. Well, maybe that's true. Maybe we should subpoena and find out. Drug maker's secret royalty payments to Fauci's NIAID jumped after pandemic. It was almost $1 billion, and he says he didn't get a dime of it. He claimed he didn't get a dime of it. Well, maybe he's being honest. Let's subpoena him for bank records and find out. How about that? I think that's a good idea. But it's well known. This is from 1990. Now, for people that don't know this, there's a famous movie, it's a great movie, called The Dallas Buyers Club, about how the U.S. government, well, if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, but basically, the U.S. government's the bad guy. They were killing people with AIDS. They were lying about health treatments. They were keeping effective health treatments. The bad guy in that movie is not named. The bad guy in that movie is Anthony Fauci. He's the bad guy in the movie. Here's a media clip from 1990, just so you see, this is how long that rat, that criminal Anthony Fauci, has been running around doing this in clip 16.
I'm Michael Petrelis, and I'm pissed, you know? The whole thing with the National Institutes of Health is they won't test any of these drugs that'll keep people alive. And I got this saying, no peptide T, no compound Q, Anthony Fauci, I piss on you.
These are liberals, by the way.
Protein testing out here in front of the fucking NIH because they cannot, they're not hiding all drugs and they're not coming out with the cure and they're not doing their job.
We're talking about their conflict of interest with the pharmaceutical companies. We're talking about the fact that they don't allow people of color into their trials. We're talking about the fact that they don't care about women. They don't care about children.
Storm the NIH! Storm the NIH!
There's a blatant conflict of interest, and this runs rampant through all of NIH. And this is the history of how AZT became the subject of over 80% today of the studies being done by NIH for AIDS treatments. This one drug that's already shown itself to be highly
Fauci,
toxic,
they have effigies
very
of Fauci.
Expensive, and of at
here's
best,
a sign Dr. Fauci is killing us.
All
right, so this goes on and on. You can find all these clips. The point is that it's the same story, folks. It was worse with COVID because there was a political agenda. This was the U.S. government. Anthony Fauci would not allow treatments for AIDS that were actually effective. So that's the premise of the Dallas Buyers Club, is this guy had to basically illegally bring in the treatments from Mexico, and he was actually, I mean, not healing people, but he was treating people with AIDS where the people that went to the government protocols were dying. And so then his Dallas Buyers Club became the most popular thing ever because he was actually helping people that had AIDS. The government was killing them. And the conflict of interest was it was the big pharmaceutical products that they were promoting that weren't helping anybody. Same damn thing with COVID. They hid ivermectin and other effective treatments so that you would get the vaccine. And Fauci goes up there and lies about it to this day.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
Jail Fauci. Tell you that's the sentiment of the average American. It's been that way since the 90s. But since we didn't properly deal with him in the 90s with the AIDS epidemic, he reared his ugly head again in the 2020s during the COVID pandemic. And once again, millions of people died. So that's why you have to deal with these people. And it's time for Congress to get serious. So there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm not going to tell you we're having a going out of business sale. That's not the pitch here. But I will say I'm kind of treating it this way because I use the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and many of them you cannot find anywhere else. I mean, some of them you might be able to find an alternative. It might not be as high quality. We either find the highest quality and just sell it ourselves, or we have a proprietary formula that's the highest quality and we sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. But there's one supplement for sure. There's nothing else like it on the market. I've searched. It's truly unbelievable. And that's DNA Force Plus. There is nothing else like this on the market. You can go out and look for yourself. Now you might be able to find a supplement with some of the ingredients in there, like CoQ10, PQQ, that are just so important. But those supplements alone are going to be expensive on their own. Well, we put it all into one formula with other great things in there as well. And that's why DNA Force Plus is truly a unique compound that is a must have. And so I'm going to be buying it up, like it is a going out of business sale because I don't want to be caught without it in my pantry. Two every morning, two every night for me. DNA Force Plus, the elite flagship supplement of InfoWarsStore.com. Nothing else like it on the market. Nothing. You'd have to buy like 6-7 different products and supplements just to get what's in one capsule of DNA Force Plus. So this is truly an amazing product. 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to be buying it like it's going out of business sale. But if you like DNA Force Plus, just know this. There's nowhere else you can get it. There's nowhere else you can get it but InfoWars Store. NewsHour.com. All right. We got a lot of Trump news to deal with. I think we'll start up with that in the fourth hour. Lots of video clips as well. But let's look at some of this illegal immigrant news. Now, by the way, this is a video from Houston. Guys, B-roll me clip 20. This is a line, and let's start it from the top. I mean, you can see how long it is. This is a line of Mexicans at the Mexican consulate in Houston going to vote for the president in Mexico. Now, what comes to your mind when you see a line miles long of Mexican nationals voting in the Mexican election? What do you think? Do you think any of them are here illegally? Do you think any of them are U.S. citizens? Now, you can't have dual citizenship. But when I see this video, it just tells me, yeah, we're being invaded. And I have no problem with Mexicans. And by the way, it's not even Mexicans that are coming here illegally per se. That's not the new trend. That's not the new trend, but you gotta wonder, how do we have all these Mexican citizens in one city in Houston voting in the Mexican presidential election? I mean, to me, that's pretty interesting. That's very strange to me. By the way, speaking of that election, congratulations to Mexico. You have your first female president and your first Jewish president. So I guess you knock two birds out with one stone. They have their first female and Jewish president, Claudia Sheinbaum. And this is almost a guarantee she will, but oh yeah, don't even get into your Jewish conspiracy theories. I mean, come on. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I didn't even mean to go there. It's just, I mean, she is the first female and the first Jewish president, but it's the top story on Drudge, Jewish woman elected president of Mexico. And everybody kind of anticipated this anyway. But here's going to be the problem for us. She is going to help facilitate the illegal alien invasion into the United States, more so than any prior administration. Guaranteed. Yeah. This just in, Mexican military moves into Gaza Strip. Mexican military bombing Gaza. All right, that's a joke my crew just had in my ear. That's why I laughed randomly. I found it hilarious, so I wanted to repeat. Yeah. Mexico now bombing the Gaza Strip hours after Claudia Sheinbaum elected. No, actually, Israel is bombing other countries. We'll get to that later. Oh, man. I'm telling you this. She is going to build an infrastructure in Mexico to facilitate the illegal alien invasion into our country. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. New York police officers injured after a shootout with non-citizens, illegal aliens, in Queens. They were shot while confronting a suspect on a moped while investigating a robbery pattern. So this guy's probably robbing people. Cops are about to catch him. He decides to shoot at them and hit them. Eric Adams had a press conference celebrating the officers. Uh-huh. Now, thank God they didn't die, but God forbid that they would have died, like the other police officers that got killed by the illegal aliens. Were there going to be the big riots? Were there going to be the big fundraising drives? Were Democrats going to care? So, it's just par for the course. But here you go. Here's the big whopper. And this is not the final tally, by the way, I will promise you. Joe Biden administration gave mass amnesty to illegal migrants after ICE official ordered termination of 350,000 asylum cases as border crisis rages on. So more than a quarter million non-citizens who entered the country illegally are now getting amnesty. And they say, well, oh, okay, it's the asylum cases. This whole thing has been rigged. They've changed all the rules. We had the guest in here last hour Friday explaining all of this. They've changed all the rules. So you can come in here and seek asylum. Virtually anybody can come in here and seek asylum. It's just a rubber stamp. And then the asylum courts get so backed up that there's nothing they can do. And so sometimes it'll happen in the court process where a judge will just like clear his docket. And so that's basically what's going on is they don't have the personnel for 5 million asylum cases, whatever it is, 10 million asylum cases. And so they just say, okay, well, mass amnesty. And then that's what happens. And then it's citizenship, and then it's voting in elections. And there is an effort by the Democrats to communicate with these people. They have the lawyers communicating with these people. They truly believe they're bringing in voters for life. They believe they're bringing in voters for life. And they're probably right about that because they have their stamps all along the road to get in. And then they fund it and then they promote it. And then they have the lawyers going and saying, well, you know, you need to vote Democrat. Here's what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats want you here. The Republicans are racist. They hate you. And it's all this process. And then it's boom, 350,000 mass amnesty to illegal aliens. So yeah, there's a graph explaining the numbers off the charts. As soon as Biden got into office, isn't that funny? As soon as Biden gets into office, the number of asylum cases that can't even get in front of a judge skyrockets off the chart. A lot of that going on, isn't there? A lot of that stuff skyrocketing off the charts, like votes in an election, deaths from a vaccine, and illegal aliens getting into the asylum system. Just off the chart stuff. You'd think people might open up their eyes and wake up and realize, something's going on here. Something isn't right.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, quickly, let's hit some of this crime news. You have this all the time. Indian jewelry store robbed in California. 15 armed men stormed the store, smashed display cases, and made off with a significant haul of gold and diamond jewelry, along with several expensive watches. 15 armed men. 15 armed men smash and grab a jewelry store. I mean, if that doesn't tell you crime is out of control in California, I don't know what will. I mean, that's organized. That's organized crime. But hey, Gavin Newsom should run for president. Look what he's done for California. And then, I mean, let's pop up our numbers, guys. Go ahead and hit me with Chicago. Chicago shootings over the weekend. We'll put the over under 4.5 dead, 25 shot in Chicago this weekend. You know, the gun-free zone, Democrat-run Chicago. It's sad that we can play this game and be so accurate with our over-under, but we have to do it so often, you know. Just gets easier. So this is just standard for your blue city. Standard with your Soros DA. Standard with your Soros mayor. Organized retail crime. Guys, am I getting too good at this over-under? I mean, it's starting to get ridiculous. 5 dead, 22 hurt this weekend in Chicago. Soros DA, Soros mayor. But then they'll have a state of emergency. The governor declared a state of emergency in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention because there's going to be a bunch of white supremacists in town. So they declared a state of emergency in Milwaukee for the RNC. So, the people we disagree with politically, you know, they're the big threat. But the average city that has mass gun crime every weekend, nobody cares about that. Hell, I bet there are a couple people shot in Milwaukee this weekend. Probably every weekend. Not as bad as Chicago, but I bet it's happening. No. Trump's coming to town. We need a national emergency. For who? For what? Who's the threat? Are the liberals showing up? Are the Democrats showing up? Here's a local Philly DA, Soros DA, going on a local news show. And these two that host the show are actually pretty good. They're award winning. They're really good, actually. And they hold his feet to the fire here in clip 22.
There are multiple things going on in the system, but it has never been the case before until we had reform prosecutors where people tried to blame just one entity. We all have to work together, and the reality is that we have been more
and
effective.
And you are a reform district attorney. Everybody in the country knows that. But maybe it's not working.
It is working. The reality is that
there's 1,000 people killed in 20 months.
It is working. The reality is when you look at all these different jurisdictions, we have had a devastating blow from the pandemic, and there is absolutely no correlation between being progressive or traditional and the rate of crime. These states in the United States that have a rate of homicide that is 40% higher are MAGA states. They are
blue
Trump
cities.
States. I'll say it again. The rate of homicide in Trump states as compared to Biden states, take all 50 of them, is 40% higher.
You know, Republicans say the opposite. It's all the blue cities.
Republicans lie. I mean, let's just get down to it. Republicans lie. That is what they do. Eight of
not
the 10 cities
without, lie.
Not, well, okay, that's right. Not all of them do, but the MAGA ones do. Eight out of 10 of the most violent cities are Trump cities. Like, we gotta get real about this. Facts matter.
What? Name
well,
the city.
Perception about that. You is there, and I still say the perception is there.
Notice how he doesn't name the cities. Take the blue cities out of these quote-unquote Republican states and see what that does to the gun crimes. Go ahead. Take Chicago out of Illinois. That's not a Trump state. Take St. Louis out of Missouri. See what happens with gun crimes. Take Philadelphia out of Pennsylvania. See what happens with gun crimes. This, oh, it's red states. What a load of bullcrap. But he knows it. He's a district attorney that lies.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Also with us tonight, 45, being ushered in by UFC CEO Dana White. Donald Trump is in the building, and the former president getting a standing ovation from the assembled masses here at UFC 302. Sneaking suspicion that former President Trump would be in the building for UFC 302. He is a rabid mixed martial arts fan. I kind of feel like he's betting on these fights when he's not actually here.
Boy, the round of applause he's getting right now is pretty staggering. And you had to imagine that's what was going to happen. Thanks, sir.
Handshake with Joe Rogan.
Donald Trump with us.
So, more of that, Biden could never, and that's why we need more of that. I would even test it. I mean, he figures going to the UFC events is a guaranteed win. Maybe he's like, I go to an NBA game, I don't know. I go to an NHL game, I don't know. I go to an NFL game, I don't know. I go to an MLB game, I don't know. College football guaranteed roar of the crowd. UFC guaranteed roar of the crowd. I'd test it on all fronts, though, is what I'd do. Just force Biden out into the public because it doesn't matter. Here's a guarantee. No matter where Biden goes, he's going to get booed. Now, you could say, well, maybe it's a risk for Trump to go to one of these other leagues or games, so just don't even take the risk. Well, Biden couldn't go to the UFC. Biden couldn't go to the NHL. Biden couldn't go to the NBA, the NFL, the NCAA, the MLB. He couldn't go anywhere without getting booed. But see, it's all about putting that out into the public now before the 2024 election, because you were kind of denied that in a certain way because of the fake pandemic, even though you still had rallies 20,000 strong. Biden had 10 people in a chalk circle. But it was like, well, he kind of had an excuse. Well, what's his excuse now? Oh, he's too busy? That's funny. We never see him. We never hear from him. So I would just apply max pressure to Biden right now with the public appearances and the rallies. But this happened during the fight. The fighter, you're going to hear two roars of the crowd. First, you're going to hear the roar of the crowd when the fighter wins the fight via tap out. Then you're going to hear a second roar of the crowd when he hops out of the octagon and shakes Trump's hand in clip two. So there's your first roar of the crowd. Now he gets up, and he's about to hop out of the octagon. And there's your second roar of the crowd. Now, I was told that every fighter that won hopped out of the octagon and shook Trump's hand. And even Sean Strickland, after winning his fight, gave him a shout out on the arena and the live feed microphone. So this is a populist movement. This is a national patriotic phenomenon. And that's why they're trying to destroy Donald Trump. Now, have you ever seen one event like this for Joe Biden? One. This is in New Hampshire. Patriots organized a Trump car parade and said a prayer for Trump. Clip 5.
We love him dearly. And I will do everything that I possibly can to make sure that moving forward, we get Donald Trump back in the White House 2024. Thank you.
So you got thousands of people here. This is totally organic, totally grassroots.
So right now, I'd like to say a quick prayer. Bow your heads. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask, God, that you watch over Donald J. Trump and you take care of him with everything that is going on right now. We know that we need him back in Washington in 2024. He is the one that can change things for us. And we ask that you watch over his family. We ask that you watch over him in everything that he does every day. We ask that all this court stuff that he's going through right now, we ask that you help him through this. And you turn around and make it so that all this stuff goes away.
So they fill an entire strip mall parking lot there. I'm sure the car parade was about a mile or two long. But again, where is a single one for Biden? You've had boat parades for Trump. You've had car parades for Trump. I mean, you know, all kinds of organic grassroots stuff that doesn't even involve the Trump campaign. These people just organize it on their own. There has not been a single instance of that for Joe Biden. Not one in 4 years. There's probably 100 cases of that for Donald Trump. But hey, Biden won the election. Duh. Sure, you can't find a Biden supporter, a Biden hat, a Biden shirt, a Biden parade, a Biden rally. But he won with the most votes of all time, Jack. And how can anybody actually believe that? How can anybody actually believe that? So there's your Trump supporters. They're saying a prayer. But Maxine Waters thinks that these are radical terrorists. Listen to what she said on the weekend news in clip 17.
I am going to spend some time with the criminal justice system, with the justice system, asking them, tell us what's going on with the domestic terrorists. Are they preparing a civil war against us? Should we be concerned about our safety? What is he doing with this divisive language? It is dangerous, and we're going to have to make sure that we understand that we're not at risk with this man talking in the way that he's doing.
Now, obviously, Maxine Waters is a deranged lunatic, but she's getting these talking points from the Democrat Party. And if you recall, if you go back to 2017, it was Maxine Waters at a little pop-up rally, and she called for violence against Trump supporters, and then we saw it. So the crazed lunatic Maxine Waters is just a voice box for the Democrat Party propaganda. So what she's doing here is she's telling you what's going on behind the scenes. It could be more Fed entrapment scenarios. In fact, I'm sure that's going on, just like they did with the fake kidnapping case. Or they'll just take events like a Trump parade or a pop-up Trump rally, and they'll just say, these are domestic terrorists, they need to be stopped. So she's just, so she's just showing the Democrat hand is what she's doing. So they've got probably federal entrapment operations that they're engaging in, and they're going to frame Trump supporters and frame Trump. Or they're just going to, maybe if they don't have it or they just don't want to bother with it, they're just going to come out and they're just going to say, oh, look, there was a pop-up Trump rally in New Hampshire and they were praying and they did a car parade. They're terrorists. They're domestic terrorists. Look, they support a felon. Look, they denied an election result. So Waters is just out there showing the Democrats' hand that that's how they're going to play this moving forward. But, oh yeah, Trump terrorists. Mm-hmm. Not the Democrat Party. By the way, this is the anniversary, if you want to call it that. 4 years ago, Black Lives Matter stormed the Capitol, tore down barricades, and hundreds of Secret Service agents were hospitalized. They almost burned a church to the ground. Buildings were burned. Cars were firebombed. Police officers as well injured. 4 years ago. That's the Democrats. Oh, do they get called terrorists? The summer of love, as it's known, $2 billion of property damage. And so it's all this inversion. The Democrat Party foot soldiers are the ones that engage in terrorism. The Democrat Party is the one that has the divisive language. The Democrat Party pursues their political opposition, weaponizing the government. And then as they're doing that, they point the finger at you. And you're just like, what the hell is going on here? You burn down buildings. You're going after Trump. You're trying to put your opposition in jail, and you are. And then you accuse us because we had a prayer rally? But of course, again, that is not an original thought of Maxine. Somebody is telling her that. Probably the criminal justice system, as she says. Oh, I'm going to talk to the criminal justice system to find out about what's going on. So that's who she's getting the talking point from. The feds are telling her this is going on, and then she goes out on TV and repeats it. So that's how it goes. Now, this is why I guess they're so afraid of Trump getting back in there. And if he does, I hope he does all this. In a interview this weekend, listen to what Trump said he would declassify in clip 3.
Would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah. Would you? I did a lot of it.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
Attorney General.
Trump says he would declassify 9/11, JFK, and Epstein files. Now, again, if he does it, then that, you know, saying it and doing it are two different things. If he's serious about that, this man's life needs to be protected at all costs. I mean, let's just put it at that. JFK. Killed. Jeffrey Epstein. Killed. 9/11. Large terror attack. Covered up. Lied about. To us. Yeah, if he's serious about that, then his life needs to be protected at all costs. Because that's, you know, that's what they assassinate people for. But who would even disagree? Who would not want those things to be declassified? Who would want to keep that truth from you? Who would want to keep the American people from being the truth about 9/11, JFK, or Jeffrey Epstein? By the way, this is the Donald Trump they don't want you to see over the weekend with his grandkids in clip 4.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days
sitting in the luxurious New York penthouse. Man, is that place awesome.
There'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like
so, this is what Donald Trump is into. Donald Trump's into having kids, having grandkids, and having a nice, beautiful place to see them and have dinner with them and have his family over, a big office space for people to come rent, big resort in Mar-a-Lago for people to come, big golf courses for people to play golf next to the ocean, big hotels, nicest hotels you'll ever stay in. So like that's what Donald Trump is into. He's into having kids. He's into having wives. He's into having grandkids. He's into hugging them. He's into seeing what they drew for him and getting gifts. He's into having nice places for you to come, engage in commerce. That's what Trump is into. And the current establishment that we're dealing with, they're into ugliness. They're into chop your kids up. They're into abort your kids. They're into gay pride parades. They're into destroy prosperity, build ugliness, eat the bugs. So you can sit here and try to get into all the policy or the politics or is Trump this, is Trump that, whatever. Just look at it from the energy. Look at it from the vibe. Trump's into prosperity. He's into beauty. He's into procreation. That's what he's into. The complete antithesis of what the establishment wants you to be into. They want you to be into ugliness. They want you to be into not procreating or killing your kids. They want you to be poor, living in a pod. That's America versus anti-America. That's why they hate the Americans. That's why they hate the American lifestyle. Because you're not supposed to be free and prosperous. You're supposed to be treated like a parasite on this rock. You're floating through space and you're not divine. You're not created. You evolved from pond scum. So you have to be enslaved. You have to be controlled. You shouldn't think about building. You shouldn't have big dreams. You shouldn't think about having something beautiful. You shouldn't think about having a family. You should think about not even existing. Even your existence is evil. And then Trump's like, hey, you want to come play at my golf course next to the ocean? Hey, you want to come stay at Mar-a-Lago? Look at this. I got this Spanish tile. It's 400 years old. Hey, come check out my ballroom. We got plates of gold. Hey, look, I got 10 grandkids. Hey, look at my supermodel wife over there. Even Barack Obama once said Trump was the American dream. But that's the point. The dream is to live free. The dream is to prosper. The dream is to have property that you own, that you like, that you can have a family on. Eat what you want. Now, getting into the legal stuff, this is ABC's chief legal analysis over the weekend, and everybody who's being honest about this case has to admit it's totally rigged. So here he is talking about what's going to happen at the appellate court in clip 14.
But on the second question of the jury instructions, yeah, there's some real appellate issues here that are serious questions about why didn't the defense even know what the charge was that they were going to be applying, what law that was going to be
applying. Which of these three underlying laws?
Exactly. And so there were a lot of questions for the defense going into this, I think, as they were making their closing arguments, not even knowing sort of what the law that they were going to be battling over was.
And by the way, they still don't know. They're claiming some bookkeeping error was somehow... they lied about a legal expense versus a campaign expense. They can't even prove it. The timing of it doesn't even add up. But that's ABC saying, yeah, they totally violated the rules. It doesn't even make any sense. It's a big appellate issue. Now, Trump is not going to win at the Manhattan Appeals Court. I mean, I wouldn't bet on that. He's not going to win at the Manhattan Appeals Court. They'll just throw it out. Supreme Court is where you probably got a chance. But that's a long process. Now, this letter has now been signed by 10 Republican senators and all 51 or 50, however many Republican senators there are, they should all be signing this. Who knows if Mitch McConnell's even awake today. Here's the statement. The White House has made a mockery of the rule of law and fundamentally altered our politics in an un-American way, As a Senate Republican conference, we are unwilling to aid and abet this White House in its project to tear this country apart. To that end, we will not, one, allow any increase to non-security related funding for this administration or any appropriations bills which funds partisan lawfare. Two, vote to confirm this administration's political and judicial appointees. And three, allow expedited consideration and passage of Democrat legislation or authorities that are not directly relevant to the safety of the American people. So again, there's all kinds of options that could be done at the House level to stop all this. There's all kinds of options that could be done at the Senate level to stop all this. There has to be a will to do it and then a strategy to carry it out. But when your leadership is Mike Johnson and Mitch McConnell, well, there's your problem. There's your problem. And I guess I think the Republicans actually have 48 senators. It's a minority. I think it's like 48. So all of them should be signing this. Right now it's Senator Lee, Senator Vance, Senator Tuberville, Senator Schmidt, Senator Blackburn, Senator Scott, Senator Rubio, Senator Marshall, Senator Hawley, Senator Johnson. But it should be all of them. I'm sure Mitch McConnell will rally the troops. California sheriff changing teams, going all in for Trump. Imagine that. You're going to have sheriffs. This should be a national phenomenon. All these sheriffs throwing their support publicly behind Donald Trump.
A convicted felon?
So, yeah, because we don't buy your bullcrap. Law firm that employed Hunter Biden devised secret 58-page plan to help Burisma dodge criminal probe. Wow. Isn't that something? Isn't that amazing? By the way, Hunter in court today, he's dealing with jury selection is where it's at, the trial in Delaware. And they've already got Democrat activists on the jury. They're not even hiding it. There are Democrat activists on the jury. So this is either going to end up in a mistrial or they're going to have jury nullification. So Hunter's going to get away with it. All you need is one juror to infiltrate the jury pool and you've got it. You've got control over it. So no problems for Hunter Biden there. He does have his tax fraud case. I think that's in California. I think is where that was, but you know, they'll do the same thing. They'll get the Democrat activists, if they're not on the bench, they'll be in the jury. And so Hunter Biden will get away with all of it. And it'll be a nice reminder to the American people that some people are above the law, specifically if your last name is Biden or you have a D behind your name. Now, I don't want to spend a bunch of time on this, but it is all over the news today. You may have seen it. Supreme Court will not hear InfoWars host's First Amendment challenge to January 6th conviction. Now, that's not even really an accurate headline from Politico. I know the Post-Millennial and others are reporting on this now. This wasn't a challenge to the January 6th convention, and I hope that they even read it properly. The challenge was that they used my speech, having nothing to do with the conviction, having nothing to do with the charges, to enhance my sentencing. That was the dangerous precedent here. But now the Supreme Court has greenlit. You can now have increased sentencing in a conviction for something that has nothing to do with the sentencing.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm not going to spend too much time on this. My legal representation with Bob Barnes is going to be on with us on Wednesday to talk about this. I might address it later tonight in a different stream. Supreme Court won't hear InfoWars host's First Amendment challenge to January 6th conviction. And they have all kinds of inaccuracies here. Again, I'm not going to spend time on it. This is the precedent that's been set. U.S. attorneys and prosecutors can now take legal and lawful speech that has nothing to do with your charges. Folks, I have a lesser misdemeanor trespassing charge. That's why I spent 2 months in a federal prison for a lesser trespassing misdemeanor charge. Totally unheard of stuff. And they used speech that has nothing to do with January 6th, nothing to do with trespassing, nothing to do with the case at all. And they just said, oh, look, here's what Schroyer said on his show months before the election. Here's what Schroyer said on his show months after the election. Here's Schroyer still denying the things. Here's Schroyer saying that he's not apologetic and he's not remorseful, having nothing to do with the charge. And then so they use that as leverage and they convince a judge that I need to spend 2 months in prison because of my bad speech. So this is an extremely dangerous precedent. And when you consider the nature of the times we're living in, I mean, this is just crazy. So the message here is clear. Anything, you know, they'll arrest you. They'll say anything you say can be and will be held against you. Yeah. So now anything you say ever can and will be held against you, even if it has nothing to do with the charges you're up against. And so if you don't see how dangerous this is for weaponization of government, now, I mean, the Democrats just arrested another pro-life protester. 2 years in prison. Elderly lady. 75 years old. Another elderly pro-life activist sentenced to 2 years in prison. She's sick. She's ill. She's 75 years old. And now she's going to probably die in prison if they get her way. Oh, where was the courtroom? Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. So, do you understand? Now, what the Democrats are going to do is they'll find all types of charges to hit you with. It doesn't even matter the charge. They'll find something. What was the famous book, like you commit like 100 felonies a day or whatever? They'll find anything to charge you with. They'll charge you with it. And then they'll get in front of a judge and they'll go through text messages. They'll go through emails. They'll go through public statements or posts on the internet and they'll show it to the judge and they'll say, this person needs to be locked up. That is now the precedent that the Supreme Court has allowed to happen with my case. So I'm going to have more with this from Bob Barnes on Wednesday. I'll address this later tonight during a stream too. But there you go. So you can now use speech that has nothing to do with the charges to sentence someone to prison. So if you can't see how dangerous that is, then you're still just not paying attention. Wow. But I mean, think about it from the standpoint of a talk show host, of a journalist, of a reporter. You report things the Democrat Party doesn't like. You report things the Biden administration doesn't like. They will use your words in your reporting to send you to prison. That's the precedent here. Very dangerous. And I guarantee you they did the same thing to this lady right here. 2 years in prison, 75 years old, because she protested abortion. They probably found a Twitter post or something, subpoenaed for private communication, said, oh, she's a danger. They're going for broke, folks. The American left is going for broke. Everyone will be made an example of, and your speech will be criminalized, and it will be used to sentence you to prison. Speech is now a crime in this country. Run by Democrats. Just devastating stuff to the First Amendment. Devastating stuff. All right. Hard to move on from that, but we will. We still got a bunch of stuff coming up here. Maybe I'll... This, the latest pride, you know, it's Pride Month. Stuff is just, oh, but hey, you better not protest Pride. Don't protest the LGBTQIA plus Pride Month, or that'll be an arrestable offense soon, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they won't go that far. No, I'm sure they wouldn't. They'll draw the line somewhere. These Democrats, these leftists, they'll draw the line somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. So there was craziness at the opening Pride weekend parades. It's exactly what you would expect. So we got that coming up too. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, we are sponsored by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. You are our sponsors. We don't have big pharmaceutical sponsors that control our message. We don't have big food, big fast food, big soda sponsors. And then we can't come on here and give you real health news. Nope, none of that here. Just you getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Summer Sale is live right now. By the way, could be the last run on some of these products that you've grown to love, like Turbo Force Plus. Could be the last run of Turbo Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. These are products that really just aren't out there anywhere in the market. We have the highest quality of Winter Sun Vitamin D Plus, but okay, if they take that away, you probably still get a Vitamin D supplement. Might not be as high as quality. Same thing with the Ultimate Bone Broth. Formula back in stock, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's like, yeah, you might be able to find another bone broth formula out there. Probably not going to taste as good. Probably not going to be as healthy for you, but maybe you can replace that. Stuff like Turbo Force Plus, stuff like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Survival Shield X3, DNA Force Plus. There's nothing else like them on the market. I mean, these are truly, original, nothing else like it on the market products. Could be the last run. Could be the last run. So I know I'm going to be getting as many of them as I can. 40% off DNA Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. That's a must have for me. So I'm going to be making sure that my supplement pantry is stocked with DNA Force Plus, especially at 40% off. And some of these t-shirts could be the last time to get some of the t-shirts. We have very limited number of t-shirts right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Alex Jones for President t-shirt. Could be the last run of all of it. Could be the last run of all of it over at InfoWarsStore.com. And we appreciate all your support over the years. It's not just me on the air. It's not just Alex on the air or Harrison on the air. It's the great crew as well. It's the great crew behind us that makes it all possible. All right. I'll tell you what. How about this as we go to break? I got to make sure I get this right. $517 billion in unrealized losses hit U.S. banking system. FDIC says 63 lenders on brink of insolvency. So are we about to see the bank runs? Are we about to see the collapse? You know, they got all kinds of things that they can do to collapse this country ahead of an election. That would look bad for Biden. I feel like they would want to do that after. They try to hold it off as long as Biden is president. I kind of get the feeling we're about to see weather warfare. I don't know. Maybe we're not quite there yet. But you know, at one point, they're going to engage in weather warfare and then convince you it's climate change. And that's when they're going to take away your car, take away your oven, take away your AC and your heating. That's inevitable, too. We might not be there quite yet, but are we about to see a financial collapse?
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me.
not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the ElectraPure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Secret societies have in store for humanity next in order to keep us under their thumb. Could it be another potential war? You have some developments geopolitically here that I want to get into. There was a result of a poll from Thomas Massey that I think is very telling. Had about 150,000 votes when it concluded. Which of these foreign countries meddles the most in U.S. politics? Would you care to take a guess at the results? The options were China, Israel, Russia, or other. And Israel got an extreme majority at 66%, followed by China at 21%, Russia at 3%. Now, of course, they would want you to think it's Russia number one, but nobody's buying that. Now, again, to sit here and reflect on this poll, obviously this is not a full spectrum analysis. To me, it shows that the younger generation of Americans don't necessarily buy into the standard geopolitical propaganda. which is Russia is our big enemy. Now, if you were to pull 40 plus year olds, you'd probably get a different result than if you pulled 40 under 40 year olds. And I think that that's probably more likely what you have in this Twitter poll. But more importantly, it shows an altering stance on the right that if you're gonna sit here and talk about foreign meddling all day long and not talk about Israel, then you're not being honest. It's Israel that has the dual citizenship in Congress. It's Israel that spends hundreds of millions of dollars buying off congressmen and women from both sides of the aisle. That's just a fact. So that's not getting into some Jewish conspiracy or talking about, oh, look, a Jew runs this, or look, a Jewish Mexican president. No, it's a fact that the most dual citizens in Congress are from Israel, and that Israel spends more money than any other foreign nation buying up congressmen and women on both sides of the aisle. And somehow they're above the FARA Act and other acts to make sure foreign money doesn't go into our elections. Somehow they're above it all. I guess that's what happens when you buy government. So it shows a major sea change on that front, a major sea change. And you can sit here and kind of stay real wonky about it and talk about AIPAC and talk about foreign policy. But I think there's something lurking. I think it's more of, you know, your tax dollars go so that Israel can have government-funded healthcare. Your tax dollars go to whatever wars Israel wants. So it's not exactly an anti-Israel thing. There's obviously that element in the left and, I would say, in the young right. But I think the real pressure point here is this whole idea that some foreign nation should have access to our fund, unlimited access, entitlement even to our money, and get taken care of with our money. It has to stop. I don't care if it's Israel or Ukraine or anybody. It's just Israel's the biggest benefactor. So it has to stop. We're not going to sit here and fund all of Israel's hopes and goals and dreams while the American future gets left behind as it has been. That's the message that I'm getting here. But Israel is engaging in their foreign activity again, which usually includes death and destruction. Several killed in Israeli attack in Syria. Israeli airstrikes near Syria's Aleppo kill several, including an Iranian advisor. I guess that's probably who they were going after. And they'll kill 100 Palestinians. They'll kill women and children. But as long as they got one Hamas agent, then it's worth it. The deaths of the innocent. So now they're bombing Aleppo. So Israel's bombing how many countries right now? But it's called defensive and they're the victim. So yeah, people are kind of sick of that too. We're kind of anti-war, especially when we have to fund it and then pay the price for this foreign policy. And now this hate-filled holy war, thousands of years old, is on our soil. New York man arrested after allegedly attempting to run down students and a rabbi near Brooklyn School with his car. Maniac screams, "I'm going to kill all the Jews," as he tries to run down students outside New York City Jewish school. So that's great. That's what we want. Oh, and now, just get ready. You have the largest Jewish population is in New York City. I guess the largest Muslim population is probably Michigan, maybe Minnesota. But now what they're going to do is they're going to bring in the Palestinians and they're going to settle them in New York City. They're going to put them in the hotels that they have rented out for the non-citizens. They're going to put them in all these different shelters. They got that whole island of a quote unquote temporary migrant shelter, and they're going to move probably thousands of Palestinians into New York City. I mean, you think it's bad now with just the protests? Some guy screaming, "Kill all the Jews," trying to run them over in his vehicle. It's going to be 10 times that. So this centuries-old holy war, truly it's hatred. Both sides. And they teach their youth to hate them. And now it's going to be here. How loving. And we said that day one as our biggest issue. University of Texas, Austin, 19 people arrested for not following school policies and procedures relating to school anti-Israel protests. Now, this is Stop Anti-Semitism, so another AIPAC Israel lobby group. They have published all their pictures and all their names. Now, remember, they said, well, we wear masks at the anti-Israel demonstrations because the Israel lobbying groups are going to dox us if they get our personal information. And here they are doing it. Now, this is public information. You have an arrest record. There's some public information dealing with that. Now, sometimes you can have it removed. But you know what? To me, this is actually extremely unethical. The majority of these arrested college students are college students and even teenagers. And they're going to put them on blast to millions of people on the internet for harassment. I find that to be extremely unethical. Especially when these people, again, the majority of them, they're not being arrested for anything violent. They're being arrested for protesting against Israel, which is one of the few illegal protests that you can have. You can't protest an election, that's illegal. You can't protest Israel, that's illegal. But it's just like, they have no governors on themselves at all at this point. So to come out here and publicly blast teenagers and college students that got arrested at a protest, it just shows sickness. It just shows that you really want these people destroyed and you really have no holds barred in the process. And again, most of these are young people, college students, teenagers. Who knows if they even know what's going on? They just went to a protest and now they're going to be put on a hate watch list and now they're going to be doxxed by these groups like Stop Anti-Semitism. And by the way, it gets worse over there at Twitter. I don't know which is worse. Twitter now formally making their policy to allow porn on it. That's disgusting. I don't understand why they would want that except, I guess, for money. I can't believe X is going to allow porn on there. And then starting July 1st, users will have to give Israeli intelligence company Autix access to their government-issued ID and biometric data. That's right. So now if you want to be monetized, the ID verification goes through a Israel-based verification service called Autix, whose founder, Ron Adsman, worked with the IDF in intelligence gathering. Oh, so they'll dox college students and teenagers. You make an anti-Semitic post on Twitter, you don't think you're going to get doxed now that they have your private information?
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So a pro-Israel group is willing to publicly blast teenagers and college students for engaging in a protest. And now X is about to sell all your personal data to an Israeli verification group that was founded by an IDF intelligence agent. By the way, you know, most of those VPN services, a lot of them that you see sponsoring shows, have you ever looked into where they're headquartered? It rhymes with Bishmeal, but I'm sure that has no connection to this. Well, this has become a major issue. Elon Musk said he's investigating it since the announcement was made and there was major pushback on X regarding this service, saying, can we at least have it be an American-based verification service? There's plenty out there that are already well-rated and do a good job. You know, maybe we don't want to have an ID verification process that goes through Israel and was founded by an intelligence gatherer for the IDF. So maybe Elon Musk changes that decision. Just crazy. I mean, look, I think it's probably tough, and Elon really probably cares more about rockets than his social media app. He just wants there to be free speech there. That's the long and short of it. So he's probably thinking about rockets more and space than this. Or Tesla's or the Boring Company, which is about to open a tunnel, by the way, publicly. It might already be open, actually. But yeah, I mean, would you want the CIA to run the ID process for X? Probably not. And you might say, well, you know, this is a bit of a jump to say that, well, this is basically an Israeli intelligence operation. Is it? Is it a jump? Again, look out, look for where your virtual private network servers are coming from. Look at where they're headquartered. And now they're trying to get into X's personal data as well. Oh, I'm sure I'm being too suspicious here. I'm sure. Francis Macron backs Ukrainian strikes inside Russia. That's just asking for something major to pop off. Who could be that stupid? I'm hoping that the deep state and the CIA and NATO backs off soon. And who knows what the fate of Zelensky would be. But it's like you have laundered your money. You've laundered your weapons. Can we just not have Russia and Ukraine start a larger war? Can we just not do that? Haven't you stolen enough loot? Haven't you laundered enough money and weapons through Ukraine? Can you just put it down? Because the Americans don't want this. The European people don't want this. It's only the political elite that are driving this war. The Ukrainian people don't even want it. The Russians might want it because they're extremely patriotic and proud and unified behind Putin right now. But that's a whole nother story. But we're going to move on now as we are in the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I do have the first weekend of Pride. Some of the results of that over the weekend. We do have a couple other headlines. And we will be opening up the phone lines here in this third hour. So, what do you think happened at the Pride parades this weekend? Did you catch any of that, by the way? Were you, maybe you went out to lunch or you went out to have a drink. Next thing you know, there's 100 gay men walking down the street naked, gyrating. You say, wow, Sunday afternoon, that's what I wanted to see.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Making new possibilities a reality, predicting the future of things we all know. Fighting off the disease programming of centuries, 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 centuries. Science has to recognize the single most important element of human existence.
All right, what did you do? Celebrate start of Pride. Pride Month. Now, if you didn't do something special, you're a bigot, and the Biden administration might be summoning you for execution. Show your pride. Show your pride. Okay, craziness. I decided that I don't want to show too much of this. The images, the sights, the sounds. I mean, do I really want to put images and videos of hundreds of naked men walking on the street? Like, how is that gay pride, dude? You're just a pervert. But we do have some of it. Now, I think that this is the vibe right here. Now, are you watching Silence of the Lambs when there's a guy wearing somebody's skin and keeping a victim hostage in a hole in the ground, a total psychotic? Or are you watching the leader of a gay pride parade in clip 21?
I won't change your little town. Your own children will. Your children will see us. Your children will love us. And your children will join us.
I mean, these are deranged people, is what they are. These are deranged, psychotic people. There's no other way to put it. And why are they so obsessed with getting access to your children? Why are they so obsessed with getting access to your children? But it's one thing to have a paranoid schizophrenic that might also happen to be gay or trans or a pedophile, whatever. But now they're leaders of a movement. Now they've been given the platform. Now they've been given a whole month, and so they're getting weirder and weirder and weirder. Oh, yes. And if you put tire marks on a gay flag mural painted on the streets, that is a hate crime, and you will be charged with a felony. Oh, I can't wait till they paint the American flag murals on the streets. Oh, wait, they never do that. Not going back in the closet. North Shore's first pride parade rolls through Mandeville in Louisiana. First pride. Woohoo! Utah Pride Parade 2024 road closures to watch out for. Look, they got this little cute little map with a little gay little rainbow. Oh my gosh. And they do the same thing here in Austin, and they block down, they like block half of the downtown roads, and you can't even get downtown. You can't even park your car. You can't get to the venue. It's become an issue. I've lived in Austin for 8 years, and there's times, cause I like Austin. Like, I got restaurants I like to go to downtown. So I'll go downtown. I'll go down on the river for a walk or, you know, go paddleboarding or something. I like going downtown. And I've had to learn that there's certain times here in Austin where you don't go downtown. South by Southwest, you don't want to go downtown. ACL, you don't want to go downtown. Pride Month, you don't want to go downtown. Because you'll be going downtown. You got dinner reservations 7 o'clock, and you'll be going downtown, and you'll hit traffic at 6:30. You can't even get access. And you say, oh, what's going on? They say, oh, the roads are closed for a pride parade. Pride March and Rally fills SLC's State Street with giant rainbow flag. Look, they got a little kid on the cover there. A kid in the gay garb. West Hollywood Pride Parade has its joy, inclusivity, with the threat of fear. Okay, so here's where it gets funny. The pro-Palestine protests are happening, and you know, whose rally, whose parade is more important, the gays or the Palestinians? And do they mix? Moment pro-Palestinian protesters clash with pride parade, Queers for Palestine had a change of heart. The controversial Queers for Palestine disrupted Sunday's pride parade in Philly. Now, Queers for Palestine, why is that even a thing? Well, it's not. You're not going to go to Palestine and be a queer, okay? They'll beat it out of you if you're lucky. Or worse. So why do they say Queers for Palestine? Because they have this new thing in the leftist ideology of you just add this identity complex, and it somehow increases the legitimacy of your cause. So it's kind of like a woman, as a black woman. Like, well, why are you telling me that you're a black woman? Well, because in her mind, in the leftist ideology, when you come out as a black woman, when you say as a black woman, now you're more important. See, now you've just added legitimacy to your cause. So that's why they say, as a black woman, or as a gay man, as a Hispanic. So it's all about, they do this identity classism, this caste warfare, and they just, oh, you're a black woman? Oh, your opinion means more now. Oh, you're gay? Your opinion means more now. It's this identity politics class warfare. So, oh, Queers for Palestine. Oh, you're for Palestine? No. I'm a queer for Palestine. I'm a queer. So that adds more value to my opinion because I'm a queer. So here it is. Look at this. I'm sorry. Here is your pride parade. Oh, here is your pride parade march squaring off with the anti-Israel pro-Palestine march in clip 18. Look at that drum line. I mean, that is just weird. Now they're shoving. Whose streets are these? They're supposed to be for us, the pro-Palestinian group. No, it's Pride Month. They're for us, the gays. Oh. So the leftists protest squaring off in the streets. Who whose moment is it? Is it the moment for the gays and the queers? Look, this guy's out here in a leather daddy kink gimp outfit. Folks, I'm gonna go ahead and say something here. You should never be comfortable in the streets of America to wear a leather daddy gimp strap. Okay? All right? Is that too politically incorrect there? That I don't think it should never be socially acceptable. You should never feel socially comfortable wearing a leather daddy gimp strap in public in the streets. That But see, that's the whole point of the Pride Month, is you go out and you get as extremist as possible, you get as offensive as possible, you get as naked and perverted as possible, and you hide behind pride, because you know if anybody stands up to you or says anything, they're a bigot. It should never be socially acceptable. You should never feel comfortable in public walking around in a leather daddy gimp strap. Oh, you're a bigot. You're a bigot. Then, towards the end of the night, I who knows what was behind this, fights just start breaking out. And you just have people beating each other mercilessly. This is at the end of the Pride Philly Parade in clip 19. We're just throwing down now. We're just beating each other senselessly. Pride flags flying around all over the ground. Your little burkas flying around. Or wigs flying off. So, got a little curb stomping going on there. So, I mean, wow. So, you might want to avoid that at all costs. You might just want to go ahead and avoid that at all costs. But it's very inclusive. It's very joyful. Of course, it was always bound to come off the rails eventually. This type of lunacy and degradation and perversion is never going to hold up under its own weight. But Black Lives Matter has its own problems. Maybe that's why they were fighting in the street. They were looking for the money. Look at these. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to spend an hour dissecting these videos, but I mean, folks, this stuff, in a way, it's just comedic gold. I've got men walking around in public in leather daddy gimp straps. You've got grown men cross-dressing. You've got people wearing leotards and tutus with full-grown beards and chest hair. I mean, it's the freak show. It's the freak convention. You used to have to pay good money. You'd have to go to, like, the freak show circus to see stuff like that. Now the Pride Parade, you just go downtown, it's free. Maybe they were fighting because they were trying to find the money. As civil war consumes Black Lives Matter, $8.7 million goes missing. Just gone. It's funny, though, because the leaders of Black Lives Matter all got nice million-dollar homes after 2020, but the money's missing. Hey, your house is worth millions, but the money's missing. Hey, you just got a really nice car, but the money's missing. Yeah. All right, we're going to take calls the rest of this hour. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything we've discussed today is fair game. The number is on the screen as well for you to call in. Anything we've discussed so far today is fair game. As we do that, I guess this might have something to do with Pride Month. You always got to tie it all in. Oh, there's another kink leather daddy. You always got to tie it all in. So we're talking climate change, but you can't talk climate change during Pride Month without somehow tying in the whole pride phenomenon into it. And then if you can just maybe get the waterworks going a little bit, you add it as well. Those are gay tears in clip 23.
I want to start off by addressing one of the comments that was made by the witnesses around climate hysterics. Hysteria, it refers to something that is wildly emotional. It comes from the Greek word womb, of the womb. It is used in ancient Greek to refer to things associated with women. And I hope you'll forgive me if I get emotional. Climate emergencies are not gender neutral. The degradation of ecosystems disproportionately impacts women and girls. And I am wildly emotional.
I believe that.
This is the existential crisis
you
of our time. And to hear that asking for high ambition is climate hysteria, that makes me wildly emotional. Absolutely. You know, when I think about my womb, you know, the two children that I bore from that womb and what future we are leaving them, I am wildly emotional.
Bet she loves abortion.
And it's not surprising to hear this from someone who has written articles that are pro-life. I think that we need to think about the intersection of gender and the climate crisis. And I hope that the people around this table and the people listening will refrain from using language like climate hysteria. We are facing a climate emergency.
Yes. And what exactly is that emergency? They have no data to back it up. None. And the one thing they'll go to is, oh, look at these people that died in a hurricane or died in a tornado. If you look at weather-related deaths over, let's say, 200 years of data, it's way less now than it ever has been. And that's because of advancements in science, technology, you know, infrastructure. But the point is they don't even have data where they might reach for it. Sea levels rising? No. Temperatures rising? Up and down. But we don't have enough data historically to even say if that's a shocking phenomenon. But so, okay, I think it's inevitable at this point. And look, our best hope right now is to have a political revolution in this country and at least find some semblance of national sovereignty that might give us a buffer to these larger globalist plans. But at the end of the day, there's going to be things that, unless our government gets real serious, then it's almost not even going to matter. At some point in time, we're going to have man-made weather disasters. In fact, there's been such crazy weather in Texas. I've got people in Dallas that they're not even conspiracy theorists, but there's been weather in Dallas the last month, and people that have lived there forever are like, this has never happened before. What's going on? This seems man-made. So I don't know if that's the case. I'm not really experiencing that, but the people are talking about it. At some point in time, they're going to do some form of mass weather warfare, and they're going to blame it on climate change. And just like they ran the scamdemic and then forced you to take a vaccine and they're trying to sign the global pandemic treaty, they're going to do the same thing. So I don't know if it's a massive flood. I don't know if it's massive rain, a tsunami, an earthquake, whatever. They'll blame it on climate change. They'll blame it on man-made climate change, and they'll come in with these edicts and they'll force you using this to sign into a global climate change initiative, and then your diet will be controlled, your energy consumption will be controlled, and everything across the board. It's inevitable. I don't know if it happens in this decade or the next, but it's a guarantee they're going to do this. Guarantee. They screwed up, and they admitted it. I was at the hearings. The Texas Weather Modification Program it was 2017 or 18, they screwed up. They over-cloud seeded. They over-manipulated it, and it resulted in massive floods of farmland that actually ended up hurting the turnout that year. They weren't secret about it. They had public hearings. I was there. The representative from the Texas Weather Modification Program was there, admitted to all of it. They showed the data and the slides. So if they can do that at a local public program in Texas, you know there's things they can do at a mass scale that nobody even knows about. So they're drumming up all this hype. They're drumming up all of this fear. And I would suspect we'll probably witness a major man-made weather catastrophe to bring us into a global climate initiative. And like I said, I don't even know if this is avoidable. The only thing we can hope is when they pressure our government and our representatives to sign into this global government for climate change, or to put rations on what we can consume food-wise, energy-wise, our best hope is that we have a political front that stops that from happening. But these bastards are not going to – I mean, they make viruses in a lab and release it. They lie to you about war and they send you to die. So I would suspect we'll probably witness that at some point in time. All right, let's take one call before this break. We're going to take calls the rest of the way. We got a caller. Let's start in Missouri. Andy in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Glad to see you guys are still on the air. That was a real relief today.
Yes.
I was wanting to call in about Trump saying he's going to declassify all those documents. And I think he'll probably do the Kennedy one immediately, but I think he'll hold on to that Epstein one and then see how many of those rhinos that are in there are actually playing ball. And then I think he'll declassify them and cause a bunch of special elections and then get the actual Senate and Congress that can actually work with him in there. That's just my take on it.
I think he should really, because he was answering those questions. I think that was Rachel Campos Duffy that asked him those questions in the Fox Business interview. I would make it a campaign point. You know, I would make that a campaign point and see how the media or the Biden administration responds.
Oh, they'd have a heck of a response to that. And,
which would be telling, which would be extremely telling.
Yeah. Me and my son, they go on the trans thing. They're holding one of those down here on the 26th in the city that we live in. So we're going to go down there.
Are you in Jefferson City?
Take a gander. No, we'll actually be over in Wichita at that time.
And so okay. I was going to say Missouri. I don't know the leftists really have Jeff City, but I don't know.
Oh, that would be amazing because the homestead I'm at over here, I come over to visit my dad, and he's down in southwest Missouri around El Dorado Springs in Nevada, and all you see down there is a bunch of sovereign citizen flags and a bunch of upside down American flags flying everywhere, so I don't think that would be a good idea for them to have one around Springfield or anything.
Yeah, I mean, they might stick to the big area. They might stick to St. Louis, Kansas City, have their big pride parades there. Are you going to wear your leather daddy gimp straps?
No, I'm actually going to create a billboard I have from a meme that says, I don't use your gender because I don't speak with schizophrenics imaginary friends either. So,
oh, well, be careful out there now. You know, hey, some of those leather daddies, they bring their whips out.
I've been hit with worse than that.
Well, I don't know. You don't know where that whip's been.
That's probably true.
So you just be careful. All right, Andy, thank you for the call. Be very mindful, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to one of these pride parades and you decide to do maybe a little counter demonstration like that, just watch out. Some of these leather daddy gimps take their whips with them. So you don't want to get within, I mean, depending how long that whip is, I'd say 5 feet though. I wouldn't want to get maybe 10, realistically, probably 50. But if you're going to do a demonstration, just watch out. That leather daddy gimp strap whip carrying homo, he may unleash on you. And he'll be right to do it. And then you'll get arrested because you interfered with his gay pride. Very proud. Very proud. How wild is it about to get this month? Because they're just going to push the envelope as far as they possibly can. Well, we'll unfortunately probably air it.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it.
And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
We take some Brain Force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Dead after a huge Illinois barn fire, one of the biggest egg providers, poultry providers in the Midwest. Illinois State Fire Marshal investigating after large fire breaks out poultry farm in Illinois. You know, chicken lives matter. Chicken lives matter. Oh, no big news about that, though. Nobody freaking out about that. This has happened at multiple poultry farms, by the way. So you wonder why your egg prices are so much. Chicken prices going up. It's not just Bidenomics, you also have, oh, I'm sure it's just organic. It's not sabotage. It's nothing to do with this for sure. Alarming map reveals China's takeover of U.S. farmland. And so now more than half the states have Chinese groups buying up mass amounts of farmland. So between Bill Gates and China, they own the most farmland. Kind of a dangerous combination. And now with all these American poultry farms burning down and cattle farms burning down, it's all just a coincidence. Might kind of be a big deal. Hey, but climate change. Climate change is the big thing. Oh, like farmland getting purchased by China, burning to the ground, cattle farms, poultry farms burning to the ground. That's not a big deal. I've heard of this new religion. It's called man-made climate change. But then, of course, they spray the atmosphere with all kinds of stuff. The government and these other secret projects are spraying all kinds of stuff in the sky, and they say they want to blot out the sun. But that's not the man-made climate change. It's you eating a steak and you driving a car. That's what they're talking about. All right, taking some more calls. We go across the pond to Mike in England. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hi, Owen. It was like a gut punch hearing you mention as far as, I mean, I make sure I understood it. Before the Supreme Court, they turned down your First Amendment case. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes. We just got the ruling today. The Supreme Court has rejected my First Amendment argument in my case.
So they just destroyed the First Amendment effectively.
Well, I mean, to be specific, and I want to make sure that I'm specific here, the argument we wanted to be heard at the Supreme Court was that speech, and even more specifically in this, I mean, we could argue speech in general, but even more specifically in my case, speech that had nothing to do with my charges, nothing to do with any of the events that were highlighted in my proceedings, would be used as an enhancement for incarceration. So again, they were using things I said on this show before January 6th. They were using things I said on this show after January 6th that had nothing to do with January 6th, that had nothing to do with the election at all. And they used that, and they argued in front of the judge that because of those things that I said, I need to be put in prison. I need to be charged with incarceration. So specifically, it's that you can't use somebody's legal, lawful speech that has nothing to do with a charge in order to enhance a sentencing or to garner incarceration. That was the specific argument that we wanted to argue in front of the Supreme Court. It got rejected today. I'm going to have more information on this later tonight. I have Bob Barnes, part of my legal representation, coming on this show Wednesday to get more into it.
I think that's worse than the Trump case because, you know, that's just blatant kangaroo court. But this is the death of they just wiped out part of the Constitution.
So imagine if you get pulled over for speeding. Now, it'd be one thing, but this is I'm just trying to get everybody to understand here. We were not generalizing here. We were very specific.
Yeah.
If you get pulled over for speeding, and let's say you go in front of a judge, whatever, your speeding ticket, and the officer says, well, look, I have a post of him on the internet 10 minutes before I pulled him over saying, I'm going to see how fast I can drive on this highway, and I don't care about the speed limit, and then presented that as evidence to the judge. Well, the judge might say, okay, that's worthy. Well, let's say the same person you pull over for speeding says something else like, you know, something political like, oh, I can't stand Joe Biden, or I can't stand Donald Trump, or I think the election was stolen. And then they pull that up and they say, look, Your Honor, this person says that he supported Donald Trump and he thought the election was stolen. And then the judge says, oh, well, gee, yeah, we gotta have them charged with that speeding ticket now. So it's like, well, what does that have anything to do with it? So that's what they did. They took things I said on this show that had nothing to do with January 6th, and then they argued and used that to enhance my sentence and incarcerate me.
This I think it's worse than Trump's trial because it's a direct attack at the Constitution. This is big.
Yeah, so like I said, we're going to be digging more into this. This decision came out earlier today. I was already just, you know, knees deep in research for the show when I got it. So I'm going to be talking to my attorney later tonight. I'll actually be live streaming that. And then Bob Barnes joining me on the show Wednesday. So we'll have more details. But yeah, this is a big assault of the First Amendment. And the real assault came in the courtroom. And now this is the Supreme Court just saying that that precedent is fair game now.
Mm-hmm. It's the end of the rule of law, certainly for free speech. That's what set the United States apart for a lot of, you know, from a lot of other countries around the world in history, was the First Amendment and the Second.
Well, there's no doubt that the American left and the Democrat Party have a target on both the First and the Second Amendment because in many ways it is what keeps us free. Mike, thank you for the call. Yep. Yeah, I guess that's just the public court filing that they have there up on the screen. Let's go to Robbie in Pennsylvania. Robbie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. It's nice to speak to you. So I'm a former National Guardsman. I called you on Friday. I just wanted to provide some like anecdotal evidence towards the vaccine injured. I believe I might be vaccine injured. So they rolled out the vaccines for every service member, right? And I at first I was like, you know, the doctors know what they're doing. I bought the bridge they were selling me completely. And so I took it, my whole family took it. And in my case, I was very healthy. I was a very healthy soldier. I could run, I'm a soldier. So but nowadays I have a very hard time eating. I can hardly eat. I can hardly have bowel movements. I'm losing a lot of weight. I'm short of breath all the time. My heart rate is elevated all the time. And today I feel very well, but I just recently got back from the hospital. I'm a type of dude that's like, man, I would rather die in my house than go to the hospital. Like, I'm not going to the hospital, but I really felt like I was dying. And I was like, okay, if my heart stops, at least the hospital can start it again. So sorry. I'm not trying to like ramble on and stuff, but anyways, about my dad, he had cancer and he was responding well to the treatment. That was what I was told. He was actually recovering well. I could see he's recovering well. He was getting better. And then right after he got the vaccine, a couple months later, it spread to his bones and it spread all over his body. He died. And I just wanted to let people hear that. You can take it for what it is, but that's been my experience with the vaccine. Like, I feel sick. I was healthy. And I don't know what's happening. But anyways, yeah.
Well, I am obviously upset to hear that for you. It's not the first case, should it be a vaccine side effect, but yeah, I've heard a lot. It's truly sad. And that's the thing. It's if you didn't know any better, you would trust your doctor. You'd trust the medical experts, yeah. Now nobody can trust them.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people are in my position that they just did buy the bridge that the doctors were selling to us, and we were just like, you know, they know what they're doing. You know, that's the mindset we had. So I could tell you that a lot of people thought that.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out like that. Okay, well, thank you. I don't want to take up too much time.
All right, Robbie, thank you for the call. Look, there's a level of cognitive dissonance, and I've been there before too. Like, oh yeah, I can drink the water. No, I can drink the water. They're not poisoning the water. They literally are.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know,
know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We take calls the rest of the way. We now go to Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. It's nice to speak with you again. I had a quick question for you. I know you said you read the Bible through when you were in prison. Was it the one that I sent you, or did you just get that later on?
I was sent a couple Bibles. Do you remember which one you sent me? Can you, like, describe it?
King James. It was the King James Study Bible.
Was it the leather-bound one?
No, it was not.
Did it have a blue cover?
No, it had a paper cover that went over the hard cover. But it was
The American History one?
Well, it was historic through the Bible.
I probably got like 8 Bibles, so I'm just trying to remember. Was it the one that tied in American history and the Revolutionary War with the Bible?
I don't think so. I think it was a King James Study Bible, and I think it had more like a sandy color to it. It's okay, but it had a paper covering over the bound hardcover itself. So, but yeah, I'm just glad you received Bibles and read them. What I was calling about was there was something you mentioned about weather weaponry, but what was more important to me to talk about was Anthony Fauci, and you probably do not remember conversations I've had with you about him, but you know, in 93, his responsibility for, you know, AZT in the market and how it killed my youngest brother, the youngest of seven children.
Isn't it ironic? It's the start of Pride Month. It's the start of Pride Month, and how many gay people Fauci is responsible for dying?
I have no idea, and what's horrible is that most of them don't even know. They don't know he's the main character shadowed in that movie. But this is the tragedy. I mean, you know we've said it in so many words. You know, you said it, Alex has said it. you cannot convince people that those in charge of their welfare, like government agents, you know whomever, are actual, you know, they're bought and paid for murderers, you know, in the long run, because they're complicit in lies that work against the interest of those that they're representing, and it's hard. It's very hard for people to grasp that. And in the awakening, having said that, I know that the article that came out about Fauci and his admissions. I finally had the courage to send my former in-laws, after my ex-husband died of congestive heart failure and COPD, and I think it was related to the vaccine, and his younger sister, the child of nine, died of a fast-acting cancer. I think both of them were killed with vaccines, but I just didn't say anything to them at the time because it was a funeral service. But I sent them finally and had short conversations with one of my former family, my in-law, and he's going to be looking at a lot of information. And one of the things I sent him was Karen Kingston with Greg Hunter of USA Watchdog. I really think people are opening, or they're waking up enough that with her hardcore information, if you remember, she is one of
she's a Pfizer whistleblower. We've had her on the show, and I guess sometimes it takes a death in the family to kind of wake you up or look into something, especially when it's unexpected. I thank you for the call, Judy. Let's go to Will in California. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Well, I've learned something today. New leather daddy gimp straps. I need to stay out of whipping range, that's for sure. When are you going to get them in on the InfoWars store?
Well, I'll tell you what. You're in California, and so you're probably at the highest risk of a random, wanton leather daddy gimp whip. You could be walking down the streets, and the next thing you know, it's Pride Month, and all of a sudden, a leather daddy's whip is out.
I know to stay out of whipping range now, just in
yes,
case.
I would hey, say anyway. To be safe, give yourself at least 10 feet, but probably even 50.
Socialist distancing at its finest. Hey, Fauci in these 19 hearings today, the lies, the deception, total lack of transparency, no accountability. MTG displayed more balls and passion than any other member on that committee. And it's frustrating that it's all about the origins when we could potentially be saving lives in the future. How about we discuss getting it off the frickin' shelves? You know, the FDA hiding data for 75 years and bears being underreported. We're all guinea pigs. And just like the last caller, you know, I've had so many friends injured. My sister died suddenly. We just had an NFL player, Allen, die today. I mean, you know, we can't trust the FDA, the CDC, or the DOD, or any of them, especially when Congress gets immunity along with the illegal aliens. They seem determined to get us. What do you think?
I think Republicans, for the most part, kind of blew it today. They did not seem coordinated or properly prepared. And Marjorie Taylor Greene can kind of, you know, come out there as, you know, the cage rattler, if you will, and kind of do the smash technique. And she did it, and it was good. It was probably the best. And, you know, talking about him not taking care of anyone with COVID was good with McCormick from Georgia. Dr. Ronnie Jackson with some of his stuff. But yeah, I felt the Republicans were really underprepared today and really missed out on a lot of things. Like you just pointed out, like, why wasn't anybody bringing up the vaccine deaths? You know, there was a lot more hardcore data and evidence that could have been presented today to get him on record responding to. And they just didn't do it. They just kind of, I think a lot of them just kind of flew, you know, from the seat of their pants or, you know, drew from the hip instead of really being coordinated and really hitting this guy hard. I mean, they should have hammered him on the ivermectin versus the remdesivir. I mean, there were so many things that they just missed the boat on. So it was unfortunate. It still gripped the nation's attention, which I guess was a better thing than people ignoring it. But yeah, I think they missed a lot of the pitches today. Will, thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. The last three callers, awesome. The biggest picture is not easy to talk about, and I love the last three, four even callers, you know, King James Version. For the love, not money, for the love of money is the root of some evil, no, all evil. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I agree with you, Owen. That was awesome. She did. She really did nail it. And looking forward, if you take out $10,000 out of your bank account, isn't that registered, or maybe it's even less than that? Why is it there's a lot for them to know that? Why can't we, looking forward to the next president, hopefully Trump, if you make $1 million overnight and you're nothing but I'm just trying to throw things out there for the future. This is so obvious. You know, I'm an older guy, and you still there?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you completed that train of thought. I mean, are you saying we should subpoena representatives' bank records, or I don't know where you were going with that?
Well, you know, it's so far gone as it is now. I'm just saying for the future, if I hope President Trump gets in, I'm just saying, yeah.
I don't think it's far-fetched at all. And Kevin, thank you for the call. I'm out of time. I don't think it's far-fetched at all for the American people to scratch their heads at how representatives of Congress that have a salary of $150,000 a year become millionaires while they're in government. I don't think it's far-fetched for the American people to demand answers to that at all. Now, you know, just because you're a representative doesn't mean you have the right to privacy, but, you know, I think it comes with a level of scrutiny. Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to trade stocks. I don't know. But this phenomenon of people getting rich when they go into government off of a modest salary is certainly one that warrants attention. All right, that does it for today's InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Big ups to everybody that tuned in and called in and the crew. I'll be live tonight on X and Rumble at 8 p.m. Central with Ivan Raiklin and my attorney with more news.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.